right about that time, people. A fur trapper who was strictly from commercial.
Strictly commercial.
Had the unmitigated audacity to jump up from behind my igloo.
Peek-a-boo.
Started in the whipping on my favorite baby seal with a lead-filled snowshoe. I said, with a lead-filled snowshoe.
Snowshoe.
He said, peek-a-boo,
peek-a-boo,
with a
lead-filled,
with a lead-filled snowshoe.
Snowshoe.
Said peek-a-boo.
Peek-a-boo.
He went right upside the head of my favorite baby seal. He went whap with a lead-filled snowshoe, and he hit him on the nose, and he hit him on the fin, and he that got me just about as evil as an Eskimo boy can be. So I bent down and I reached down and I scooped down and I gathered up a generous mitten full of the deadly. The deadly yellow snow from right there where the huskies go. Whereupon I proceeded to take that mitten full of the deadly yellow snow crystals and rub it all into his beady little eyes with a vigorous circular motion hitherto unknown to the people in this area, but destined to take the place of the mud shark in your mythology. Here it goes now, the circular motion. Rub it. Then, in a fit of anger, I pounced, and I pounced again. Great googly moogly! I jumped up and down the chest of her. I injured the fur trapper. Well, he was very upset, as you can understand. And rightly so, because the deadly yellow snow crystals had deprived him of his sight. And he stood up, and he looked around, and he said, I can't see. Outstretched across the frozen white wasteland, trying to figure out what he's going to do about his deflicted eyes. And it was at that precise moment that he remembered an ancient Eskimo legend wherein it is written on whatever it is that they write it on up there, that if anything bad ever happens to your eyes as a result of some sort of conflict with anyone named Nanook, the only way you can get it fixed up to go trudging across the tundra, mile after mile. Trudging across the tundra, right down to the parish of St. Alfonso.